Parshas Shlach. Ari, what are you so upset about?
Rebbe, look at my chumash! Look at my chumash!
I see. The cover is in one hand and the chumash is in the other hand.
Yitzchak. Yitzchak ripped my chumash!
How do you know it was Yitzchak?
Because Yitzchak was angry at me that he wasn't chosen into the game. Everyone saw him run into the glass and they saw him run around like a mushroom. He ripped my chumash!
No. Wait a second. Did anyone see him rip the chumash?
No, but they know he was angry and they know that he ran into the glass and they know that he ripped the chumash.
Oh, they know he ripped the chumash? This story is getting better. It's like yeast. It's growing by the minute. First you said they just saw Yitzchak run up. Now you're saying they saw him rip the chumash?
I'm sorry, Rebbe. I don't need to talk chutzpah, Dick.
Can I ask you something? I know that your chumash is ripped, but you think you can still look up a Rashi for me?
Sure, Rebbe.
Pasuk Lamed Beis.
Ocheles Yeshvea. It says wherever the Meraglim went, they saw people burying the dead. So they told everybody that it's a terrible land where people die all the time.
But really, why did that happen?
Rashi says that if it was beshed for someone to die, so Hashem made that they should die in that day, so they should be busy and not notice the Meraglim to save their life. Rebbe, in all due respect, what does this have to do with my chumash?
The Kotzker Rebbe said, you know what the real meaning of emes is?
No.
To point to something that's red and say it's blue, I mean, that's sheker, right?
Yeah.
To point to something that's red and say it's red, I mean, that's no kins. Of course you're going to say that's emes.
Like pointing to my chumash and saying that the cover is off. Everyone sees that.
Yeah. But you know what real emes is, says the Kotzker Rebbe? Emes is saying the truth. Yeah. Well, if you see something that's red and you say it's red, well, that's emes, right?
Yes.
But that's not really the nesayin of emes. You know what the real nesayin of emes is?
No, Rebbe.
If you see something that's blue and you say it's red, so everyone realizes you're lying.
So emes is if something is blue and you say it's blue.
No. Emes is when you see something happening, and you can interpret this and say, oh, good, this will prove my point. But you know the real reason. That there's another explanation to it, which is the truth. And you say, I'm not going to interpret this according to what's good for me. I'm going to interpret it according to the truth. That's really emes. Do you follow?
A little.
The Meraglim, they saw the people dying. They said, this is good for us. We can now tell everyone, this is a land where people die. But emes would have been, people are dying. But Hashem made them all die one day. Instead of they dying last year, Hashem waited till today to save our lives. They could have explained it that way. They knew that was the truth. Yet they took something which was really true and explained it according to what was good for them. That's the real sheker. And here's where we have the real nesayin of emes.
Rebbe, what does this have to do with my chumash?
It's true. Yitzchak may have been in the room. And you're angry at Yitzchak because you had some kind of fight with him yesterday about the game, right? So now it falls into your lap. And you can interpret it that Yitzchak is the one who stole your chumash. But who says that's true? You have time for a little story?
Of course, Rebbe. I always have time for stories.
What's Yitzchak do? The chippah was supposed to be at 6:30. It's already 7 o'clock.
Unbelievable. Bittle Tyra, I'm supposed to be by my shia tonight.
When was the last time you were by your shia?
I was supposed to start a new shia tonight.
I have a taxi waiting for me. As long as it takes, I have to pay the taxi. I'm losing money.
Yeah, and my jacket's gonna get all ruined.
Your jacket? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, the longer I sit here, the more sponge cake I eat, and sooner or later this jacket's gonna plot.
I didn't buy no saloon, Mr. Gates. I don't get to hear.
Listen, you know what the problem is? The photographer didn't come yet.
These photographers are unbelievable! They charge so much money, and they don't come on time! Yay. Here comes the caterer.
Listen, we just have to go to the chuppah. My waiters have to serve. We have no choice. I'm sorry if there won't be any pictures by the chuppah. We have no choice.
Was a gorgeous chuppah.
That poor Chosin Kawa. No pictures!
Unbelievable. Without pictures, What did I need to put on this nice suit for? I thought I would be in the pictures. If I knew there was no pictures, I could have saved like $300. I could have worn my old suit from last time. It's unbelievable. Oh, look, Azungi came in. The photographer is finally here.
Have no fear, Mr. Alexei. Bright light, sight, Cronkite. That's the name of my business. I'm here. I have everything. My ladder, my camera, my flash bulbs. Uh-oh, my film. I'll get it. Okay, no problem. Let me just hold up this pole with the light.
I think you shouldn't hold it so high.
Nonsense. The higher you hold it, the better.
I don't think you should hold it so high.
I'm just going to bring it up a little bit higher and...
Look out for the chandelier.
What chandelier? Oh, that chandelier. Boy, everybody looks nice. They have those pieces of crystal on their jackets. That makes the pictures come out real nice. Okay, here comes the Katsunekawa. Oh, I love Katsunis. I could almost cry. This was a great Katsune. You know, when I walked in, everybody was like staring at me. It's so nice of them, you know. Dum-dum, here I am in my studio developing my pictures. Uh-oh, the seventh picture of my thumb. I'm going to have to learn how to keep my finger away from the lens. Oh, but here are some beautiful pictures. Okay. Oh, the telephone is ringing. Hello?
Is this Mr. Alexei? Bright light, sight, Cronkite, photographers?
Yes, yes.
This is Mr. Spiegelmeier.
Oh, Mr. Spiegelmeier, your nephew's bar mitzvah next week. Don't worry, I'll be there.
That's what I'm worried, that you may be there. You are fired. Don't come.
Okay. Oh, he doesn't want his nishta. Okay. Oh, doorbell is ringing. Hello, Mrs. Complainer.
My cousin's chasana is in 2 weeks. I heard you're the photographer.
That's right.
Well, I convinced my cousin to fire you.
Oh, thank you. What? What's happening? What? What's going on? Oh, hello, Mr. Bancroft. How are you?
I am a fundraiser for my institution.
Yes?
I hired you to take pictures by the Malava Malka.
That's correct.
Don't come!
Why is everyone backing out on me?
After what you did to that Chasenkala, can you blame them?
What did I do?
You missed the chuppah!
No, let me tell you what really happened that night. I was coming home late at night. I was so tired. I put on my pajamas. I said Kriya Shema Lamita. I stepped into the Negelwasser. That's my minute. I put new Negelwasser. I got into bed and the telephone rings. What? The photographer didn't show up? And the Chasen Kala may not have pictures? Oh, I really wasn't going to work tonight. I don't feel good. But for Simchas Chasen Vakala, I'm coming! I dove out of bed into my Negelwasser, dried my socks. I ran down, got into my scooter, and I came flying over.
You mean you weren't the original photographer?
No, I only came running as a favor to the Chasen Edekala.
But I'm afraid I told, a couple of people that you were irresponsible and came late.
But, who did you tell?
My Tante Sprinza, who probably told... Her sister, Yenta, who probably...
How many people know?
Just the Northern Hemisphere. That's just America, Canada, and South America. Oh, wait a second. She told her cousin in London. Forget it. The whole globe knows.
Oh, no. I'm finished now.
That's terrible. Why do people jump to conclusions?
Mm-hmm. Why, here's Baruch now. Baruch, I heard you were in the room yesterday. Can you tell me why?
Yes, Rebbe. I wasn't chosen into the game, so I felt bad. I went into the room. But then I saw a third grader taking nash out of everyone's briefcase. He even knocked over one of the chamashim. So I walked around putting the nash back. I was there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Baruch, I'm sorry. You're sorry for what? I'm sorry for... Come on, Baruch. I want to choose you into the game. But they don't want me to play. I dropped the ball. I'm going to tell them if you don't play, I don't play. Thank you. Why are you being so nice to me? Why? Because of Mr. Alexei's camera. What? Never mind. Let's go.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, Rebbe?
You know something? I know you have to fix your chumash, but you know what's even more important?
What, Rebbe?
The chumash fixed you.